Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Now, over the last 2-3 weeks or so, I've been ministering on a topic that I have entitled Character Traits That Are a Danger to Your Future. Character traits that are a danger to your future. Hallelujah. How many want to have a good future? Lift up your hand. Let me see. You want to have a good future? Powerful. How many want a prosperous future? You want to be well off. You want to be wealthy. How many want to leave something for your children? You know, my desire is to buy my children houses while I'm still alive. Not that when I'm 5 to dying, they are wishing that I'm dying so that they can collect their father's things and their mother's things. Hallelujah. May that be our story in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine your child doesn't have to struggle with rent. Imagine your child doesn't have to struggle with bond. Imagine your child doesn't have to struggle with car repayments. When they get their salary, the mind can say, what can I do with this money? Let me start a business. Can you see that already the next generation, if we set them up, they will be better off. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Around here, I don't hear your amens. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me preach this side where there's some faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God bless you in your lifetime. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, even here you are lifting up your hands. May the blessing of Jehovah rest in your home. May it abide. May it not come and go, but may it abide. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that it is God's plan and desire and purpose that you become great. Amen. That your children become great. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Amen. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, he says, I know the plans that I, God, have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. Plans to bring you to an expected end. That is God's desire for you. That you become great. That the picture he had of your future, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, that will come to pass. Are you listening to me, somebody? Your God said, it is written of him that he became poor so that you may be rich. It is not his plan that we struggle. David said, I have been young and I have been old, and I have never seen the seed of the righteous beg for bread. So, according to God's plan, you are not supposed to struggle. You are supposed to be a shining light. People are supposed to see you as an example of a good thing. They must see you and see you as an example of success, of prosperity. So we must rise to every level that God has for us. Are you listening to me, somebody? So this is why I'm preaching what I'm preaching. And whether you know it or whether you don't know it, or whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, I love you very much. And I'm preaching what I'm preaching because I want you to rise. And once you have risen, I want you to stay on top. It doesn't bring glory that you rise and come down. That you rise and come down. His enemies will laugh at him. Many, many years ago, He took the children of Israel out of slavery, out of bondage. And he told them through Moses that I'm taking you to a land and a large, a land flowing with milk and honey. So with great miracles and power and manifestations, he delivered them out of Egypt. And as they were going out of Egypt, certain character traits started manifesting. One of them we spoke about last week. Stiff-necked. The neck is hard. Stubborn. Say, neighbor, you look like... Okay, sorry, don't say it to your neighbor. Hallelujah. They were stubborn. Extremely stubborn. To the point that God said to Moses, if I go with you guys, I realize that I'm going to kill all these people. I mean, God was... Some people, God was up to there. God said, I'll kill these stubborn people. Moses had to say, God, emanyano, if you do not fulfill what you said, then your enemies will say that, look at their God. See, that's why the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I don't feel like I'm in church. So I want you to rise and keep rising and keep rising and keep rising. Somebody say, from glory to glory. Someone say, forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that is your destiny. I prophesy that is your future. I prophesy that you will never go backward again. Forever moving forward, forever climbing in life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, we have to deal with some of these problems that are found in us. We began to dissect the issue of pride. It's a big problem. Then we also spoke about stubbornness. And the most painful thing about stubbornness, the Bible says that when we are stubborn, we resist the Holy Spirit. We fight Him. The person whom the Bible says about Him, that He is our helper, we fight Him. Today, I want to mention another one. And before I say it, I know that I'm not going to be friends with many people. But I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to tell you the truth. So that when you sing the song, Wangi Tatala, Wangi Begala, Wangi Susala, Wangi Is, you see, you will not be just singing because it is being sung. You'll be singing because you indeed uktatela, wak susala, wak begala, wagusale. I listen to me. I have to build up to what I'm about to say. Hallelujah. Today, Brother Dumelo, we are going to talk about laziness. It's a big problem. It's a mega problem. Can I tell you a secret? Most of us, no one is lawyering us. I get cause lawyer. Most of us, we are hurting ourselves because we are lazy. And most of us, the people around our lives do not tell us the truth. They only tell us what we want to hear. I wish that God will surround me with people who will tell me truth. Because someone who tells me what I want to hear is not building me. It's not making me better. Are you listening to me, somebody? So laziness can be a big problem that can be a serial danger to your future. Now, the problems that we've discussed so far. Pride. The Bible says that pride comes before a fall. In other words, you can be proud and you can climb even though you are proud. You can become big even though you are proud. You can become a superstar, well known, and you are proud. But the Bible says the next thing that is coming is a fall. You can't stay there forever with your pride. Eventually, your mouth is going to talk rubbish. Eventually, you will vomit. I saw a boxer one day and he said, even if Jesus himself cannot defeat me. Eventually, your pride will start making you talk against God himself. Are you listening to me, somebody? Some years ago, a certain political party in our country, they used to say, we will be in power until Jesus comes. Hey! Someone say pride. Even though you are stubborn, you can still rise. You can still rise. But this one that we are talking about today, if you are lazy, even to rise is difficult. The other ones, at least you can rise and taste the top. This one won't even allow you to taste anything. Being lazy. Mamruti, should I continue? Hallelujah. Today I'm going to talk about the manifestations of laziness. When you see any of these things I'm about to mention in your life, know that this is my problem that I have to fix. Hallelujah. Oh God. You see, many people, when they come to church, all they want to hear is prophecies. So sometimes we can prophesy and prophesy. But if you are lazy, our prophecies, they'll fall to the ground. A lot of things in scripture are conditional. A lot of things in scripture are what? What does that mean? It means that you have to do something first before you can enjoy it. Hallelujah. Amen. The manifestations of laziness. Come with me to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4. Can you give me a little bit more volume, please? The book of Proverbs, chapter 13 and verse 4. Are we there? Say, my beautiful or handsome neighbor, depending on who you are sitting next to. Where is your Bible? Please ask them. Say, neighbor, where's your Bible? In this church, a Bible is compulsory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Here we don't sell water, we don't sell oil, we don't sell tea, we don't sell anything. We just want you to have a Bible. And we want you to read it. The power is in the Bible that you have there. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So say, neighbor, ngiyacela, in Jesus' name, get yourself a Bible. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4. The Bible says, the soul of the sluggard desireth. Sluggard here is lazy person. Hallelujah. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Hallelujah. So a lazy person desires. They desire to be wealthy. They desire to be spiritual. They desire all the good things of life. But the Bible says they have nothing. Is it in your Bible? As for desire, anyone can desire. But as for having, it takes some effort. So a lazy person cannot even taste the goodness of this life. They desire, they long, they wish, they thirst. But because they are lazy, they have, someone say nothing. I can't hear you say nothing. This is scripture, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to open a lot of scriptures. So that you don't say, Pastor was preaching against me. Say the Bible is preaching against you. Hallelujah. So the first manifestation of laziness is a lazy person is extremely wasteful. A lazy person is extremely wasteful. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. Most of my scriptures are from Proverbs today. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. A lazy person is extremely wasteful. Are you in the book of Proverbs chapter 18? The Bible says, he also that is slothful. Slothful is another word for lazy. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. So in other words, same WhatsApp group. Someone who wastes and someone who's lazy, they're the same. They are brothers, they are twins. Are you listening to me, somebody? What I have learned and discovered in life is that laziness is extremely expensive. It's expensive. Laziness is very, very expensive. The Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber. So that little sleeping and slumbering, you are paying with your future to sleep, to slumber. You think you are just sleeping, but you are busy drinking your future. You are busy drinking and finishing your destiny. So some of us, the way we sleep, our sleep is so expensive. Only if you knew. So a lazy person is a type of individual who really wastes their future, who really wastes their destiny, who really wastes their opportunities. They waste their marriage. Anything they waste. Some years ago, they invited me to go preach at a school. And I went. They invited me to preach during break time. And I preached. So as I was going to where I had to preach, there was some boys standing by the toilet. Some cool guys. Someone say cool guys. Very cool. I could see the way they were. They were very cool. They're smoking. By the toilet. And when I looked at them, and I look at the beards and everything, I said, the way they look, by now, they're not supposed to be here. By now, they're supposed to be in university. Some of them are supposed to be, working or doing something. But they are busy being cool there by this. Hey, Tommy, hey, Tommy. Wasting. 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 The amens are starting to go down. Many people, there is nobody attacking them. There's nobody fighting them. It's just the laziness that is in them. That is that they are eat their, it's causing them to eat their future. One gentleman once told me a story that he organized a job for his cousin. But this cousin, every end of the month, you see, organizing a job is not a small thing. Because when you organize a job, you are putting your name. You are saying that this person, I'm the one bringing this person. So this guy who had his job, they organized him a job, every end of the month, he will disappear. And when he reappears, you know that the money is finished. That's the only time he comes back to work. And these lazy people, they come as though nothing has happened. Hey, leg guy. No, first, where were you the whole week? Let's discuss that one first before you. Hello? Waste. So some of them, it's not that they can't get a job. Some of them, it's not that they can't rise. But they waste every opportunity. They waste. Some of them, there are good people who have come to their lives. A woman that loves them. A man that loves them. But they are so lazy that even that woman has become tired. I'm tired. One of the church where I was raised, you know, our church is a young church. We are about 4 years old. The church where I was raised is a mega church. And we once went for a pastor's meeting. And our bishop said to us that one of the biggest problems that he has to solve regularly in marriages is a relationship or a couple where the wife is a hard worker and the husband is lazy. Has no ambition, no desire for anything. You find that the woman is hungry for life, wants to grow, wants to move to the next level, is hungry. But the guy is just is cool. To the point that people around them get tired. They try to organize you a job. You get a job because of your laziness. You lose it. The person gets tired. That even when a job comes up, they don't even. Hallelujah. Wasteful. Number two, a lazy person is characterized by sleep. Is characterized by what? What does that mean? It means that when you try to describe, you see, when you describe me, you say, no, that one who was wearing a black shirt. When you describe a lazy person, oh, lo robala, oh, ratu robala. Loves to sleep. It's not me, it's the Bible. Let me show you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. Quickly. The Bible says, in fact, even the way that it starts here, it says, how long will you sleep? Oh, sluggard. When will you rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. the person who said this said, how long? Okay, let's maybe you think it's me. Let's get another verse. Come to chapter 19. Same Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 15. Are we there? The Bible says, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. Now, this is another level. They don't just sleep. The sleep is deep. You can come during the day, midday. The person is in deep sleep. Deep, deep, deep. The laziness. You know, one of the things that when I see someone, 1 o'clock, moving in the street, got a pajama. Hey, to my ugly guy. Pajamas. Regas patlo. Kupelasa 12 rand. Pajamas. They're exposing themselves. That I just put pause on the sleep. I'm just going to eat a little bit and I'm going to finish what I started. Simba, you don't like what I'm saying. Say, neighbor, pajamas are for sleeping. During the day, please bath and wear properly. Tell your neighbor, tell them, please. Some of them are here, they know themselves. Katu. Number one, 2 p.m. in pajamas. Hey! Chapter 24. The same Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 30. Are you there? I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well and received instruction, yet a little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. This is the third scripture now. Same writer. This time he said, when I saw the situation of this lazy man's place, he said, I thought about it. He said, no, God must be telling me something. He said, I considered it. I received instruction that a little bit of sleeping. Someone say a little bit. Not even a lot, a little bit. A little folding of the arms to sleep. So a lazy person is defined by sleep. The amount of sleep they sleep tells you they are lazy. You don't have to get a dictionary. You don't, it's just look at the sleeping patterns. Let me give you one more. Chapter 26 and verse 14. Are we there? As the door turneth upon the hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. So the way the door works, you open it to go, you close it, you open it, you close it. You see the opening and closing. The Bible says the lazy person is like that door. And you're just changing side. That time is 1 o'clock during the day. These things are very serious. Because some of you, you have a great destiny awaiting. But you are destroying it by oversleeping. Hello? Oversleeping. Any hour of the day you can be sleeping. Any hour. You know, I love the Jews. The Jews, the way they do things, at least to my eyes, it brings honor to God. For example, our calendar is January, February, March, up to December, isn't it? And it's all based on the seasons, where the sun is compared, where the earth is compared to the sun and all that stuff. But the Jews, they don't operate like that. Their calendar is based on the word of God. Their beginning of the year is in April. And the reason why it's in April is because of what God said in the book of Exodus. That you will celebrate my Passover feast on this season. It must always be in summer. So their calendar begins where our calendar starts in April. It's called Nisan, if I'm not mistaken. And so throughout the whole year and the different months of their calendar is based on the word of God. Now, even the way that they look at time is based on the word. For example, I was telling Mom Ruti that according to the word of God, the way that time is seen, there is something called the first watch, the second watch, the third watch, the fourth watch. So the first watch is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The second watch is from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. The third is from 12 p.m. To 3 a.m. And the last one from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the Bible calls it a watch. The first watch, the second watch. In other words, there's something that must happen in that time period. And I have discovered that for me to not just be prayerful, but to have a prayer life, I have to understand this thing. Because if I am to wake up at a certain time at the night, I must be asleep at a certain time. If I must be asleep at a certain time, it means I must eat at a certain time. So that at the time that God expects me to be standing, I bind them, oh God. I arrest them in the name of Jesus. I arrest every spell. I erase it with the blood of Jesus. I can only do that if I respect the watches. And I do what I must do at its appropriate time. Some of you eat at 11. You are starting to eat. At 11, you are eating. There is no way that you wake up. You are a joker, my friend. Your body will be heavy. That's why every day you don't feel like going to school. Every day you don't feel like going to work. It's your eating time. You are eating at the wrong time. You don't respect the watches. You don't respect the spirit realm. Why am I feeling angry? Langkotisa, man. So that's the night. The Jews, the night starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. Now the day begins at 6 a.m. And the day, they don't divide it the way they divide the night. They divide it hourly. That's why when you read the Bible, it will say things like on the third hour, on the ninth hour. So according to the Bible and the Jews. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. is the first hour. 7 to 8 is the second hour, all the way until you get to 6 p.m. What does that mean? It means that from 6 a.m. you must be ready. You must be a worker. You must be on the move. I knew the amens were going to be very soft here. Ah, shut up, para. I'm preaching like a man on fire. I'm still preaching. Hello? So say neighbor. Please cut the sleep a little bit. Is your neighbor saying amen? What number are we on? Number 3. Laziness has levels. Someone say it has levels. Let me show you some of the levels. Now, the first one, we read it in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? Then in verse 10, it says, a little sleep, a little slumber. You see, they're putting the word little before the word sleep. A little. That's the first level of laziness. The second level, the Bible says that in chapter 26, verse 14, which we read, like the door, like the hinges of the door, so does the lazy man turn on his bed. Now it's not a little. Now they are relaxed. They are even turning. Finding the best position to sleep. Are you here?
Amen.
Then the next level, the Bible says that the slothful casted into deep sleep. It was first little, then it was some turning, then in 19 verse 15 it says, now it is deep sleep. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Now what does this mean practically in our lives? You know, many people think that the fact that you have a job means that you are not lazy. It's just that maybe you are not in the deepest level of laziness, but you are still lazy. If you've got a job and you arrive, your job starts at 8 and you arrive at 9, you are lazy. You have a job, but you are lazy. Am I talking to somebody? Lunch is from 12 to 1, but you take it from 12 to 4. You're lazy. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So don't feel like I'm at least nagaberega. You can still be lazy. You can still be very lazy. Now, one way that you can see the laziness in you, especially when you're a person who is working, someone who's at school or whatever, is if you are in the same level and there's no change. 5 years ago, you were a junior assistant, what? 10 years ago, you're still a junior assistant, what? There's no change. Do you know why there is no change? Because change needs effort. Change needs work. If you want to go to the next level, you need to push yourself. So the lazy person, when they think about the work that they have to do to move to the next level, they'll rather go and say, hi. For 5%. And sometimes when you calculate 5%, maybe it's 100 rand, sometimes it's 200 rand, and they are busy toy. Some of them even kill other people. Sometimes when you're in a position, you realize that for me to get a better income, the next position needs a degree. And me, I only have matric, or I only have a diploma. That means you have to go back to school, brother. It means you have to go back to school, sister. You will see them, lazy people, when they get back home, it's like they're about to die. You are not the only person who works. No, no, no. There are other people who work. Because I'm like, you don't know what to do. Even the children are, oh, mamuting, mamuting. Because it's like I don't know what has happened. The fact that you are working doesn't mean that you come back fresh. Sit down, open the book, study. So that you can go to your next level. And the fact that we are studying, don't make all of us feel like now, you know, the world is about to end because we are studying. Yeah, we've also studied before. We know what it is. People have been abusing us and we've been quiet. I'm the one holding the mic. Hallelujah. So, watch yourself. Don't be ready to judge other people. You also, at your level, when God looks at you, you are lazy. By now, God expects you to be in the next level. But you are not doing the things that you have to do to take you to your next level. Your business is not growing. Same level. Same level. Why is it not growing? Because it takes effort to grow it. You have to move around. You have to look for customers. You have to advertise yourself. You have to study. Otherwise, it will be the same level ever, all the time. Am I talking to somebody? So don't be in a hurry to say, hey, pastor was talking about you this today. I'm also talking about you also. Hallelujah. Some of you, it's like I can read your mind. I know you very much. Say there are levels. Number four. A lazy person is the worst person you can lead. You don't want to be a leader of a lazy person. They're the worst to lead. Let's hear what the Bible says. And the way that Solomon describes this one is very interesting. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 26. Chapter 10 and verse 26. The book of Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 26. Are you here? Are you there? The Bible says, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to them that send him. Have you been in a smoky area? Have you noticed that your eyes become itchy and watery and painful? The Bible says that leading a lazy person is the same experience. Can you take vinegar and drink it? Just a little bit makes it. The Bible compares that to the lazy person. The same experience when you're leading a lazy person. The Bible says if you send the lazy people, it's like being in a room full of smoke. It's like drinking vinegar. The worst thing that can happen to you is to have a lazy person in your team. Ooh. Oh, Ngosiam. Big problem. Work never done. Work never complete. Always an excuse for everything. For everything, there is an excuse. Why it cannot happen? Load shedding. You know that other time? Haven't you heard of candles? The other people are using candles. It's the worst thing to work with a lazy person. It's the worst. In fact, you will end up carrying all the burden alone. It's the person is like, it's not even there. It's not even there. I used to work somewhere, and there was this other lady. During that time, I was a student, working as a student, and this lady had a degree. And I used to sit next to her, so I used to see everything she was doing. Can you see? And we'll come at 8, and we all open our computers as like we are all starting to work. But what she does, she opens it to give the impression that she's working. Then she takes out her phone, WhatsApp, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, what else is there? Instagram. From 8 until 5. At 12 o'clock, she will move as though, hey, I'm tired. Let me go get something. I mean, I'm not telling you something that they told. She was sitting next to me. I was watching her live. Live view. And so what started happening is that her work as a qualified person, I was still studying, was starting to come to me. And as a student, now there was a requirement that I work after hours. 6 p.m. I'm still at the office. One time I left at 11. Till one day I complained. I said, I can't, I'm tired. Then my manager said, it's not that I don't see. I'm giving you the work because I know when I give it to you, it will be done. So lazy people, to have them in your team, whether it be in the office, whether it be in the church, whether it be wherever, in your home, is they are a heaviness. Ask your neighbor, are you a heaviness? Even in marriage, a lazy person can be a drag. You see someone crying. What's wrong? And they don't want to say bad things about their spouse, but their heart is tired. Gosh, the amens, the faces. Let me rather just continue preaching. Hallelujah. Can I give you one or two more? Number 5, a lazy person fears everything. They are scared of everything. They are what? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 4. Are we there? The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. So when they look at the weather, they're afraid. Oh, ooh, flu. Corona. So everything they're afraid. So they cannot work. They cannot push themselves. They cannot do anything. So they are afraid of the weather. Can someone just say amen just to encourage me? Just say, neighbor, just smile, please. Smile, please. I beg you. I'm not here to attack anyone. I'm here to wake you up in the name of Jesus so that you can go where God wants you to go. And you can become what God wants you to become. The potential is in you. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee. In other words, everything you need to make it is already in you. But it needs effort to take it out. It doesn't just happen by wishing. Work needs to happen. You need to wake up in the morning and do something. not that I'm trying to make you feel anything. I'm just trying to cause you to become the person I know you can become. Amen. Are you listening to me, somebody? In chapter 22, verse 13, let's read it quickly. Proverbs 22, verse 13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. Lion. It's actually there. When he's supposed to go work, he's saying there's a lion. Everything you're afraid. Some of the people, it's just that they won't say. They're afraid of interview. They're afraid. Someone said, wait, Pastor, I'm believing for a job. But they don't even have a CV. CV. One day somebody said, Pastor, can you please help me with the CV? I said, no problem. And then I said, okay, send me this information. It was like I'm trying to pluck feathers out of the chicken that is alive. Now, I'm helping you with your CV, not with mine. Okay, send me, where did you work? How many years? What's the name? It was like I'm trying to pluck out feathers from a chicken that is alive. It was like I'm trying to. I was saying, Mamruti, can you please tell them? And Mamruti was saying, no, you speak to the person, because none of us were winning. That time the person said that, Pastor, please help me with the CV. And when I help you with the CV, I help you well, but I will not do it for you. No. Can't do it for you. Give me all the information, then I will help you. So some people, they're afraid to go to their place and say, I'm looking for work. They're afraid. But you know, they give every excuse you can ever find in the world. They're afraid to go sit for an interview. Hello, what's your name? Tell us about yourself. You're shaking, you're afraid. People who are doing all these things, it's not that they don't have those feelings, but they have courage. They know that I've got responsibilities. Even no matter what happens, I'm going there. We will see when we get there. We will push. I will go write the test. I will go write the exam. I will try. I will do it. I will do something. So some of them, they allow their fears to make them sit down. Not try, not attempt, not do anything. They are just moving with pajamas on the street during the day. Can somebody say, Pastor, you are preaching a good message? All right. I'm trying. It's not easy. The faces. I have to navigate. But I'm helping somebody. Number what number are we on? Number 6. A lazy person does not value what he or she has. A lazy person does not value what he or she has. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. Are we there? The slothful man roasted not which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Hallelujah. Now this guy that is being described here has taken the effort to go hunt. Hunting is not an easy thing. He hunted and he caught something. But when he got home, he went to sleep. and the thing that has been hunting over time will rot, and it will be like he has done nothing. Because after you've gotten the thing, you need to skin it, you need to preserve it, you need to cut it, there's still a lot of work to be done. This made me realize that lazy people don't value or appreciate what they already have. You have something, but you keep desiring something that belongs to somebody else. Like, for example, I will say, you have to be a prayerful Christian. And then your answer is like, yo, pastor, you know, I don't have a place to pray. But where do you sleep? Where you sleep, just wake up and pray. One guy said to me, oh, pastor, every time I pray, the people in the house and my neighbors complain. And I said to him, how do you pray? And he said, Bato to Pasha. I said, brother, just think. Even if I was in the same house, I was going to complain. And I'm a spiritual person. When I pray like this, Marundorum, Shantaram, Rebecca, and my prayers are powerful. Sometimes when I'm praying, I can smell fire. Sometimes when I'm praying, I can smell smoke. One time when we were about to start a church, Mamrut and I, we were praying, asking God to allow us to start a church in Namapias. And we were praying. I still remember we were praying sitting in the car. And we were praying, Katapa, we bind every strong man. We started smelling flesh burning. Because we were bulldozing ourselves into this place. You see, a lazy man, that room that you have is enough for you to pray. It's enough. Oh, pastor, car just came, it was just created not long ago. God has given you feet, just use them and walk. When my wife got her first job, she was heavily pregnant with our daughter, and she was moving up and down. I'm looking for a job, and they said no job, and she'll move to the next place. I'm looking for a job. One gentleman, a white man, said, ish. When she saw that my wife is pregnant, I said, that's the problem with women. They get pregnant. When my wife told me that thing, I felt so bad. But pregnant as she is, she kept moving on, looking for a job, until she got a job. She was working at Eskom. Even people were asking her, how did you get a job pregnant the way you are? She didn't come and say, oh, I'm pregnant now. He said, oh, Nkosiyam, ang nigi stool, ucali stool. She was moving up and down, up and down. I've often heard people say that pregnant women, they behave. Not my wife. I've been waiting for her to have moods. I've never seen it till she gave birth. There's only one time when she said, I feel like eating sand. I said, what? Nonsense. You don't. I'm craving sand. I didn't allow her to eat sand. Hallelujah. So a lazy person is like, I don't have this. Look, the little that you have, use it. Use it. Are you listening to me? Wherever you are living, you can pray. Wherever you are staying, you can pray. You can read your Bible. You can do something. Do something. I had one gentleman, he's now a multi-millionaire. I heard that he came to South Africa. And you know, us South Africans, we are not friendly to people who are not from our country. But that gentleman came, and all he had was little money. And so he decided, I'm going to boil eggs and sell them. And he sat down and was just selling boiled eggs. And people were coming to eat boiled eggs. From that little boiled eggs, he finished his degree, became a pharmacist, and now has opened pharmacies all over the country. The little that you have can do something. The Bible says, he who is faithful with what? Little will be faithful with what? Much.
Don't wait for the much. You will never get the much until you are faithful with the little. You need to be faithful with the little. You need to work the little. You need to prove yourself with the little. You need to. And when God sees how you appreciate the little, then he will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will struggle to complain, to contain. So stop looking at other people. Stop looking at what you have or don't have. What you already have is enough to start. It's enough. Oh, Pastor, now I don't have clothes to go to work. Just go with what you have. It's fine. You'll explain to them that when you pay me my first salary, I'll go buy the clothes you want me to have. For now, this first month, just allow me. It's my first job. Just allow me. No one's going to chase you away. Nobody. 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 It's not that my points are finished, but my time has run out. I don't want to say to be continued because other people don't like my message. But what I want to preach next week, if God gives me grace, is the spiritual dangers of being lazy. You see, everything I've mentioned now is almost natural. Whether you're born again or not born again, it affects all of us. Next week, I want to share the spiritual dangers of a little sleep, a little slumber. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. I wish I could give you the rest. How many points did I give you? 6. See, I've got about 11 here. But God knows all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet, somebody. I know today's message is not a shouting message. I know it's not a message where, you know, a lot of the things that I might have said might have actually made you feel very bad. Do you understand? But remember, the intention is not to make you feel bad. The intention is to build you. Are you listening to me? Yeah. And if the message is especially difficult to hear what I'm saying, then if I were you, I would go collect it after the service from the media team and listen to it over and over and over and over again until you begin to start doing the things that you know that you need to start doing. When I visited the Bible study group the Bread of Life Bible study group, I was sharing with them that the Lord has recently taught me something that I've heard other preachers talk about, but I realized I never understood what it is. There's something called the rest of the Lord. Someone say, God's rest. It's an unspeakable, unsearchable, a truth that cannot be explained. An experience that cannot be explained. I have discovered that if I can seek God every day, I lose the appetite to worry. When I seek Him every day, every day, every morning I wake up and pray. Every day I wake up and search the scriptures. I lose the appetite to worry. And what I have discovered is that because now I don't worry, I now am starting to live. I'm starting to enjoy every day. Many of us are not living in our today because we are constantly worrying about our tomorrow. And so you are not living. You are not enjoying every day that God has blessed you with. You are not excited for the fact that you are awake. You wish that, oh, I'm tired. Let me. You don't have a spring in your step. You are not excited about life. You are not excited about your day. Because every time you think about what you don't have. You think about what you cannot get. You see, when you start seeking God every day, you start living on the day. And you start enjoying your every single day. Now, when you start living like that, I promise you, your future will be bright. The only way to beat poverty is less sleep. And not less sleep for you to be on your phone, WhatsApp, TikTok, YouTube, and all those things. Build yourself. I'm a full-time pastor. I don't wake up to go to work like you. Do you understand? But I wake up and bath before you. I bath about 5 a.m. 5 a.m. I'm up. And I'm not going to go to any job. I'm up. I'm afraid of sleeping. Sometimes I have to call my wife and say, "Phew, I'm very tired." And she'll say, "Sleep." And I say, "You, I'm afraid. Haven't you read the Bible?" A little sleep, a little slumber. Educate yourself. Build yourself. Train yourself. Go where you have to go so that your life can change. That's why sometimes I don't like the touch your screen pastors. Touch your screen and all your problems. I'm still waiting for all problems solved by touching screen. Because you need to effort. Open your mouth and talk to your God. Some of us need to start by saying, "Lord, have mercy on us." You know, God has invested a lot in you. And you are wasting it by sleeping. You are wasting it by TikTok. You are wasting it by YouTube. You are wasting it by all sorts of things that don't develop you and take you to your next level. We need to start by saying, "Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy." And then afterwards you say, "Lord, help me. Strengthen me from the inside so that I can do the things that you want me to do. So that I can wake up and build myself so that I can become the man, I can become the woman that I was born to become." Yes. Open your mouth and talk to your God. He's here, he's here. Bola de brandiriga brandarazi brandara mandarandarandarandarandi frabarabasia prandiribadiam prandiriba kobriandaraba kabriam briandirikai. Rabaka parabasa karia prabadoko doko doko do. Rabaka parabasa karabata palapa. Rabaka parabasi kabarabaka pa. Rabaka parabasha kabaraba. Rabaka pa. Somebody pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Mantarabarabasia pramandarabakuta pada. Rabaka parabakutara. Ekatarabatakata. Rabakatakapa. Rakatapakata. 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 Rakaparakataka. Rakatakariandapa. Rapakutukutu. Rebakarabaka. Rakatapriaka. Rakataprokutuku. Rakataprakatakata. Rakaprakatakatakata. Father, we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. Some of us here, Lord, we know that we know that we know that our future is great. We know that we know that we know that our destiny is great. We know that we know. And Lord, even though we have that knowledge, some of us have been wasting it with sleep. We're spending time with things that don't build us, that don't draw us closer to you. Please help us, oh God. Strengthen us, Jehovah, to wake up in the morning by your Spirit, to, oh God, ready ourselves for you, to seek you early in the morning. Give us an appetite for life so that we can work and start our day, wake and start our day, and move and put effort into our lives so that our lives can change. Lord, we don't need to look at anybody else, but already you have invested everything that we need to become what we are born to become. help us by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit. Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. And the church will say aloud, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we changing? Amen. Are we changing? Amen. Are we changing somebody? Amen. Yeah.
Your future is in your hands. What you become is up to you and me. What I become is up to me. What you become is up to you. Are you understanding? Whether there was apartheid, whether there was what, whether you were born where, whether you were born to what family, it's in your hands. There are people who had worse situation than you, but they made it. They are not special. They just understood that they need to put effort to change their situation. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and give him praise.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.